brothers and sisters, in the time that I have, I just want to present to you a radical idea, a Catholic idea, a true idea. It's that everything that the Lord brings our way, everything that the Lord presents to us, anything from when we wake up to when we go to bed, everything that we encounter is supposed to lead us to love him more. Absolutely everything. That's not only the power of the Lord and the wisdom of the Lord, but it's also a manifestation of his love. That everything he brings to our way, good and evil, is supposed to lead us to love him more. And we see that in two ways in the gospel here. The first way is in Jesus' warning, I guess is what we could call it, to the Father of the son who is sick. Jesus says to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. It seems at first to be an admonition, almost an insult, you know, that, gosh, you only need signs and wonders to believe. But then Jesus proceeds to give this father a sign of his son being healed. What Jesus is saying here is that, really, that not only should you pay attention to those signs and wonders in a healthy way, not be so attached to them, but we need to let the signs and wonders that we see, those things that are presented to us, those wondrous events, lead us to love him more and not the signs in themselves. Jesus is giving a word of advice to the Father, especially as he is about to go and realize that his son has been healed. And so those signs and wonders that we see in our day, are we allowing them? Are we allowing them to help us to love the Lord more? Or are we just stopping at the fact that those signs and wonders happened? Are we allowing ourselves to grow in love of the Lord because of those things? The second way is a little bit more obvious, I think, in the text. And I think it's this. It's just that the Father would not have encountered Jesus our Lord had not his son been sick in the first place. The Lord allowed the son of the Father to be sick, allowed him to undergo this illness so that the Father and his entire household could come to believe in the Lord. And I think this is more clear in the text, but also something that is difficult, especially as we have loved ones who are sick, as we pray for children or relatives or sisters or brothers or parents who not only are undergoing physical illness, but also struggles in spiritual and mental realms. And so this is just an encouragement from the Lord, clearly present in the text, that everything that he allows is supposed to draw us back to him. The Father did not allow himself to be distracted simply in worried thoughts just about the Son, but he brought the cares of himself, the cares of his Son, to the Lord. And that allowed him to not only see Jesus, not only as a good teacher and a worker of signs and wonders, but the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the one who has come to redeem the world, the one who has come to bring about a new heaven and a new earth. And so as we go about our days, not only today, but in Lent and all the days of our life, let us remember that anything that the Lord brings to us, good and evil, happy and unhappy, is supposed to lead us ultimately to him.